I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today's reading with Ashley was such a unique experience. You know how I always talk about, I'm always very open about my faith and I'm a practicing Catholic and, you know, I do mention God and how I feel on that. As long as someone believes in something and they have some type of faith, that's all that matters. Whether we're Catholic, Baptist, Jewish, Buddha, whatever we believe in, as long as we believe in something and have some type of faith. And today's reading just validated that on how strong, no matter what. No matter what we've been through in our life, no matter who we lost, how they died, God is there for us. And also with struggles of addiction. If you're listening now and you've lost your faith, it's not too late to turn back or to search maybe for a new faith. And if you have addiction or know someone that's struggling with addiction, there is help out there. You can call 1-800-662-4357. That's 800-662-4357. Please, if you are struggling, suffering with addiction, there is help out there. And never lose your faith. Choose faith over fear. I hope you all enjoy this amazing, powerful, faithful, encouraging reading. God bless. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Dallas, Texas. Oh. Born and raised the Oak Cliff area. So shout out to all the people in Oak Cliff.
I love it. I'm actually coming to Dallas this spring. So
yes, I see. Yeah. That was like how ironic, like, or divine, some of my friends like to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh. Oh, it's so crazy. I'm super excited. I really cannot believe that I'm doing this and having this opportunity and to experience this with you. I'm truly honored and just
awesome.
Ready to see you gonna pop up.
I consider it an honor to be able to share my gift with you, because without all your support, I would not be able to continue to do what I do. So I appreciate you very much. And more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm just going to give a little quick speech and then we're just going to get started. But I want to explain to you why there are going to be unique things that are going to come up here today that you are not expecting your loved ones. Maybe you didn't think that they knew about, that they would even talk about. because a reading is always what we need, not what we want. And a lot of times what we need, we don't realize until we attend something like this. So as I started to enter the other side, you actually, there were three souls that stepped forward. So you have several loved ones that have already started to step forward. Okay. Right. So I don't know if you were hoping of hearing from three loved ones or those are three people that popped into your head. So I am going to start with the mom that is departed. Now, mom for me, if your mom has not passed, could be grandmother, aunt, or someone that was like a mom to you.
I have multiple grandparents.
Okay. Only because the grandmother said to me, please tell her that I have my son with me on the other side. So did she lose a child? Is your dad departed?
Yes.
Okay. So know that your dad steps forward and he almost like said to me, he's like, what are you wasting your time with everyone here, Teresa? She wants to speak to me. But what I love spirit to do is to validate that they're not alone on the other side. I want them to bring forward other souls so you know that they are all together and safe and at peace. Your dad made me feel like he's a straight shooter. Like he's getting right to the point. That would be his personality, right?
Yeah, that's him.
He's like literally telling me, okay, we're going to talk about this, 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 and this, and then I'm out. And then I'm done. I go, okay.
That's him. That is him. That's him.
So the first thing that your dad wants to acknowledge is that he doesn't want you to carry the burden of feeling that you should have spent more time with him or that you should have done more with him. And you carry this burden of saying that I hope my dad knows how much I loved him and I feel like you were not expecting him to die the day that he passed. Correct?
I wasn't at all. I truly wasn't. Do you want me to go in detail about it?
Well, I just want him to finish first. And then if you would like to share something, he says, I don't want you to feel, because he shows me this burden that you carry of, I wish I got to say this. I wish I did that. But he showed me my semaphore where someone didn't get the opportunity to say goodbye. But yeah, he made me feel like it was so much more than that. Like it was like you had all of these plans of seeing him, things to do. And now you're like, oh my God, why didn't I listen to my gut? Why didn't I make more time for my dad? Does that make sense?
Yes, for sure. Yes, you're spot on.
So know that your dad says, Ashley, I cannot have you carrying this burden. So what I would like to do for you today is to take that burden from you and saying, I want to carry that burden for you. You know what? I could have insisted on you coming or being more persistent about making plans as well. Do you understand that?
Yes.
He says, life just gets in the way. He says, and I never want you to think for 1 minute that I could ever be disappointed in you. He looked at me. Your dad's funny. He goes, you know, Teresa, you know how the kids are. They make some not so smart choices sometimes. He says, but just because we make choices and decisions that our parents don't agree with doesn't mean that we're not proud of them.
Yeah.
So know that your dad says, I want you to know how proud I am of the woman that you've become.
A couple of years ago, I was kind of down. I wasn't where I was supposed to be in life, at least where I feel like I needed to be. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was letting him down. And it's like, since he done passed, I'm kind of evolving and I have changed a lot of things, even habits in my life. And I'm just like, dang, he's not going to be able to see the woman that I'm becoming and who I'm growing into and just shedding the old skin. So,
did you just get the chills, Ashley?
Yes.
Know that that was your dad's soul that moved through you to validate that this is the purpose of your reading today. And what I love is that you validated on how important it is to interpret these messages. Your dad made me, he showed me my semaphore where you feel that he's going to miss out or has missed out on so many milestones in your life. And milestones, it depends on the person. Could be a graduation, sometimes getting married, having children, kicking bad habits, whatever they are, moving. It validates that your dad, and I love that he first said, I could never be disappointed in you. I am so proud of the woman that you've become.
Yeah, that's major. I really needed to hear those words.
He's very smooth.
That's him. That's him.
Because he made me feel like, and I think this all has to go back to when he died, where it was like there was just so much going on in everyone's life that we were all kind of separated. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it was almost like we didn't have that time to connect, reconnect. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Is his father departed?
No.
Okay, who's the other father figure on the other side? So it would be a grandfather or it would be an uncle? He said yes. So is your mom's dad departed?
No.
Okay. So then, because of course someone would say, oh, my great grandfather is passed, but I felt like it was on.
Oh, you know what? You know what? It could be my grandma's dad because they had a close relationship.
Were you just speaking to her? You said that you were, is that the same grandmother that you were just speaking to?
Yeah, she's here with me, but she's okay. In the kitchen.
Oh, so that even makes it, because of course someone will say, of course I lost my great-grandfather, right? Mm-hmm. But it's important. I said to him, if this is you, if you are Ashley's great-grandfather, I need you to validate it. And he made me feel like you were just speaking with your grandmother or having a conversation with her, validating that her dad is stepping forward and validating that he has your father with him on the other side, even though they pass differently.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
They're still together.
Validating he was also there to greet him when he passed. So he was not alone when he died. Did somebody like to gamble or play dice or dominoes or something?
My dad.
All of a sudden I looked at them. I go, what are you guys doing?
Yes, my dad.
So know that all the things that he led to, and maybe this is something where he says, I want you to remember the things that I love to do here in the physical world, that I am still experiencing them on the other side. I almost feel like, you know, because your dad, he shows me some things and then he's like, well, I don't have to talk about that, right? And I'm like, that's fine. Do you understand that, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I always say that I'm good at what I do. I channel with dignity and grace for the souls of the departed and for those of us left here in the physical world. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because your dad looked at me and he's like, you know, Teresa, he's like, I might not have always made such good choices and decisions myself. He says, but at the end of the day, family was family.
Yeah.
He says, do I have certain regrets where I wish I was there more for my daughter the way that she needed me to be at times? Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I wish I could have. I wish I did. He says, but having my family was the most important thing that I ever did with my life. He says, and I want you to remember that.
Yeah.
I want you to remember how proud I am of you and always have been. Did you or someone like to sing, or did there something you always sang with your dad, or you write music?
Yeah. It was. I want him to give it to you when we used to sing together.
Oh, God. Listen, usually souls will just show me my symbol for a song, but he made me feel like it was a special song. And the song that I heard, it was just Amazing Grace. And that is just my symbol for that there was a special song. Sometimes they show me Amazing Grace. You are my sunshine. It's just songs to get me to say something. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Eyes was the Twisty Roll. The Tootsie Roll, Little Dance. I don't know if you know about it. Tootsie Roll with it. Tootsie Roll.
Well, Ashley, I am not going to get the Tootsie Roll song.
It was so many songs we came up with. Like, I mean, that was something.
Perfect.
I want to be like my daddy. Like, it was different songs.
I wanted him to validate that, and he made me feel like you just started singing one of those songs within the past. Well, I don't care if it was this morning, if it was yesterday, if it was last week. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Validating that your dad's soul was with you at that exact moment.
It's great.
And I almost feel like that when you were younger, I feel like you were your dad's little shadow. Like wherever your dad went, you went. Like if he went down to the corner store, you were with your dad. If your dad went to the gas station, you were with your dad. Like you were his little sidekick. You were his little buddy.
Yeah, my dad had full custody of me growing up. So, yeah, I was pretty much always with my dad growing up.
Can I ask you this? Are you in college or did you go to college?
I went for a little bit.
See, like, I didn't go to college. And I feel like it's important because your dad says, you never let me down. He says, and I think that that's so important. He says, and I want you to know that I don't want you to feel that if you were with me, because I said to your dad, I was like, why was it so important for you to bring up that you were always together? Like, she went everywhere with you. And he says, because there's this little part of her, Teresa, that feels that if she was with me, I never would have died.
I do feel that way.
Okay. So this is the thing, Ashley, that is so amazing about your dad's soul right now. He showed us things. He showed me things that meant the complete opposite when we talked about the signs and the symbols, right? Validating for you, how would I know that that's how you feel? This is what I do for a living. There are not many people that will say, my dad had sole custody of me. I went everywhere with my dad. I never left my dad's side. And here's your dad saying, I cannot have you carry the burden in some way of my death on your soul. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because your dad is like, I was a grown man. I made my own choices and decisions. You know what? Sometimes they might not have been the smartest. He says, but they were my decisions and I own them.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like what happened to your dad, I almost want to say like wrong place, wrong time. Because he puts me in this situation and then he looked at me and said, I never would have thought that I would have been killed.
Yeah. It was at a Little League football game. So who would think that somebody would have a gun at a Little League football game? I mean, you get shot in front of hundreds of people, in front of innocent kids. Like, who would think that I'm going to die today at a Little League football game? So it definitely was unexpected.
And more importantly, would not have expected that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
He keeps having me going back to this. Was he not supposed to go to the game that day? Like, why do I feel like there was something? Because he keeps showing me the switching plans or like there was something changed.
I was supposed to go to the game, but I chose not to go to the game. It was the week before school started back. And so I had to get the girls ready for school. So I was like, you know what? We're just going to go next week. And I texted him and told him, you know, we're going to come next week or whatnot. And he was okay. And then probably maybe less than an hour later, I got a call from one of my friends that I need to come to the field. And then my daddy had got shot. So, yeah, I was like, wow, it's crazy. Like, me and my kids were supposed to be there.
So know that this is your dad's way of saying, because he kept making me, and I feel like he kind of talked about that a little bit in the beginning, but then kind of backed off on it. And I almost felt like your dad wanted to make sure that I was going to handle you with kid gloves. Do you understand that? It's this where your dad is like protecting you in a sense of saying things happen for a reason. And especially that day, I feel like, and he showed me that It was definitely divine intervention that made you not go to that game.
Yeah. Because I feel like if I was there, I probably would have, I don't know, end up getting shot too. Because the way everything went down and happened, mm-hmm. yeah, no. Like, I definitely would have been running to his side to help him and defend him. But I chose not to go. And then once I made it there, I feel like he had already done passed. Like, I mm-hmm. just felt mm-hmm. he had already passed before he went to the hospital. And they wouldn't let me go to the hospital to even see him. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't able to say goodbye or even just see him until they fixed him up and put mm-hmm. him in a box. And that was kind of bothering me, but
this is the first thing, Ashley, that you have to let go of so you can start to heal. You are going to grieve the loss of your dad for the rest of your life here in the physical world. But the healing process is something completely different. And there is no way, Ashley, that you can heal if you feel that if you were with your dad, that he wouldn't have died. Or maybe even you would have been injured, or maybe injured in a way that you would not be able to live your life the way that you are now. He says, so I want you to know that that was a blessing that day, that you did not go to that game.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
He tells me he's come to you in a dream and you remember him the way that you were years ago. Is that correct?
Yes, he does. Yeah, he does. If I feel like I want a hug or need a hug, eventually he'll come to me in my dream and literally I get a hug and that's it. Okay. Like, we look and they see.
So there are several things here. First of all, Ashley, I want to share with you, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. I don't connect with them in that way. So know that that is your dad's soul letting you feel him,
trying to show you that he is healed and knowing that he is at peace with God and that he is with you and not wanting you to remember him passing away on a field or with so much commotion and you not being able to say goodbye and knowing that even though that there has been no justice connected to your dad's departure. Is that correct?
In a way, I have. The man, he turned himself in, but he's claiming himself defeat. But so
know that
he still yeah.
You feel that there is no, say, closure or justice to your dad.
No, right.
He says, Ashley, let the justice be that my soul is at peace with God and that my soul is still with you, watching over you. And knowing that he takes responsibility for his actions and choices. Do you understand that? And he has me back at this wrong place, wrong time thing.
Yeah.
Like it's because, you know, look, unfortunately that there are people that are deliberately killed. Somebody sets out that day. Somebody sets out a day to even take their own life. But your dad keeps insisting like this is like wrong place, wrong time. So whatever happened, it was a circumstance. Is that correct?
Yes.
That escalated.
Yep.
Okay. And this is again where your dad makes me feel like where you feel that if you were there, maybe this wouldn't have escalated to the point that it did.
No. Yeah, for sure. It's a battle. Sometimes I feel okay with it, but then I don't. Honestly, I know that his soul is at peace for the simple fact the night that he got killed and I walked outside, it was like I seen him coming down from the sky and his wings that he had on a white, I don't know, to cover up his
part. So like a
white cloth. And it just seemed like he hugged me and like I levitated off the ground. And he was just smiling. He at peace. And I'm like, all right, well, you good, I guess.
Ashley, you know what you experience. This is the thing about what I do and why I love what I do. This is not about people believing in what I do as a medium. I want people to believe in an afterlife. Believe and to know that your loved ones are still with you. And more importantly, that their souls are with God. If your dad's soul was not immediately at peace, or more importantly, on a level where he could communicate to show you that he was okay. If he was not with God or that high of a dimension, he would not have been able to do that.
For sure.
So know that what you experienced was real. Know that you are not crazy. It's not your imagination.
Yes, because that's what I was like, am I tripping? Like, hold on. Wait a minute. Like, oh my goodness. And honestly, I don't know. I feel like God was kind of preparing me for the people that have passed in my life with certain things. Like, Teresa, I literally been watching you since I was a little girl. And I watched a lot of your interviews and a lot of stuff that you talked about, I experienced myself. But I wasn't sure. I'm not going to even kid you. I wasn't sure if it was real or am I just feeling or is it just demonic and or what, like, what is what? But since my dad has passed and my aunt has passed, it's just like it's no way it can't be real. It's no way that the afterlife isn't real, you know?
Yeah.
And that God doesn't allow them to communicate with us. I just feel like it is definitely real.
Yes. And not to lose your faith. That was one of the things that I struggled with was my gift. Because I am a practicing Catholic and I struggled with that. And then when I realized, you know what? No, I was born this way. This is how God made me.
Yeah.
All blessings from God, right?
Amen.
So I sometimes sit back and I say to myself, I can't choose when to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that we can't have faith and fear. They don't go together. So I choose faith.
For sure.
And yes, I'm also going to say this to you,
that with the, when I talked about early with the mother figure that was deported, were you close with your aunt?
Yes. And she was like a mother figure.
Because I looked at her and I go, yeah, I go, you look familiar. I said, you look familiar, but you have to understand it's this bond. Maybe she gave you advice and guided you, whatever it is. It's that motherly bond, someone that we could depend on. Do you understand that?
For sure.
Did she pass from something of the chest, heart, lungs, or breast? Because she started laboring my breathing.
Oh my God, yes. Her boyfriend shot in the heart.
Okay. Because I looked at her and she looked at your dad and said, can you believe that we died similar? And I looked at her and I said, what? I go, no. She goes, but it was a little bit different. And then she labored my breathing. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Knowing that the souls are at peace, that they are together. And I don't know, who don't you speak to in the family? Or don't you see?
I don't know. There could be a lot of people.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. Your aunt makes me feel like, I don't know if what was going on in her life, if she didn't share with you, because all of a sudden she got like really private. She put this wall up. So when souls do that, it's just my symbol for that maybe they didn't tell us everything what was going on. They didn't share everything with us. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not know that she died? Or did you find out like a little while later after she died or that she was shot?
What happened was I had a dream about her and she came to me in my dreams and she told me like she what was happened? Gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I actually was in a mental hospital at the time. Yeah, and she came to me in my dreams, and she told me, she was like, I was like, what are you doing here? Like, what's going on? And she, I was like, are you dead? Because she had all white, and it was white light behind her. And she was like, mm-hmm. And I was like, did you get shot? Did you kill yourself? And she was just like, mm-hmm. So the next day, I got released, and I was supposed to move with her. After I got out, but she was like, nah, it's crazy. It's a long story. I don't know. We have time.
That's
to
fine,
even
but,
talk
but,
about
but
it.
But even to, listen, as long as you know what she's referring to, Ashley, because there's no way that I would get this. There was nothing for her to show me this. And what I love is that this came off of the heels of acknowledging what you sense and feel is real. You know what you're feeling. And the way that you described, your dad talked about the dream and you seeing them, right? And here it is, your dad showed himself to you. You described to me that he was dressed in white. Then here you go and you describe the same thing with your aunt. And the white light around her is God. Know that that was God's light embracing her. And she just said to me, she says, and Ashley knows when I'm around because she can feel it in her soul. She knows when it's me because I push her. I encourage her to get up every day and to do the best that she can that day. And she says, this is why this reading needed to happen now, because you are at such a turning point in your life and your loved ones are so proud of the woman that you have become. You need to shed this guilt, these burdens, these negative emotions, so you can allow yourself, Ashley, to be the woman, the mother, the granddaughter who God intended you to be. And that even though we made choices, maybe not so many right choices and decisions, and maybe even let's hypothetically say relapses, however you want to interpret that. Fair enough?
Yes, well.
That does not mean that we are not trying. It doesn't mean that we aren't good people. What it means is that we're human beings and that you're going to pick yourself up. You're going to dust yourself off and you're going to take a deep breath and start the next day with a clean slate.
And I feel like it is so important because your aunt just said to me, she says, I need Ashley to truly let it go. I need her to let go of anything that she says, I never should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. Why did I make this choice? Why did I do that? You cannot go back, Ashley. There is not one thing that you can change. But what you can do is take control over your future.
Yes, for sure. And I'm sure that's what she would want. The last conversation we had, she kept saying it to me, like, you have to let it go.
And you know what, Ashley? It's coming out of my mouth, but the words are coming from her. She's still loving, guiding you, and protecting you from the other side. Do not let anyone or anything hold you back. Who you deserve, and more importantly, who God intended you to be. I'm going to ask you this because I find it very interesting on how your loved ones keep having me talk about God. And I don't know if you've kind of lost your faith or you're finding your way back. So know, again, how proud your loved ones are of you. And I almost feel like your aunt made me feel like, oh, is your grandmother going to be relieved?
Yeah, she keep coming, checking in on me, making sure everything is okay.
Yeah. You're going to be just fine. I've never had this before, Ashley. They have me look into your eyes. So when a soul has me look so deep into someone's eyes, they have me in their soul. And you have this beautiful and amazing soul. You have so much to offer. And you're such a good mom.
Thank you.
To know how proud your loved ones are of you. And they never want you to stop giving up on yourself, your dreams, or anything. Because that is not what you deserve.
For sure.
And then your dad looked at me and he goes, Teresa, he goes, if you think her aunt is tough, whoo, wait till you see her grandmother. She's tough. She keeps Ashley in line.
For sure. For sure. Especially since, you know, they're gone, you know. It's kind of just, well, my aunt and my dad have kids, but my grandma is kind of was like a mother figure to me. Mm-hmm. So it's like with my aunt, hang out, I lost my big sister. Mm-hmm. And then my granny have two other kids left. But my aunt, she travels all the time, so she's always gone. And then my other uncle, he have his own family, so I barely see him. And she be here by herself. So it's like, you know, I will come and visit.
Because you brought the life back in her. It's almost like you gave her a new and different purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, I feel like she's, you know, teaching you everything, but also on your back about going to church and the Bible and God, right? But it's almost like you see this renewed, like she's alive again.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the kids, right? Even for with sure. The girls, she's such, you know, she's teaching them and they're just such little ladies, your daughters.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Were you going to work with children, or were you going to do like some speaking or working with?
My mind is blown right now. My mind is blown right now. So I used to teach the youth at the church, and it kind of opened up like this driving me to where I want to speak, you know, and I want to spread the gospel of God. And like, I don't know, I was like, y'all sure that's like my calling for me to be teaching people, you know, about God? But every day, since my dad has changed, it's like I feel like I have no choice. Like, it's something that I just yearn for. Like, I do plan on one day standing up and speaking and being a light to others.
Look, you are. And I love how they validated that. Now it also makes sense of so much when we were talking about God, right? And about our faith and going back to our faith and never, ever losing that.
Teresa.
So you spread the gospel. You spread the word of the Lord. However you see fit.
Yes, ma'am.
And maybe it is something, you know, today, you know, things have changed so much in the world. I remember growing up, we went to, you know, catechism every week. You know, Saturday mornings, we had to get up and we had to go to catechism, right? They don't have that now. Some people, they teach it in their schools. I mean, in their homes, you know, where they have a weekly Bible study or...
For sure.
Don't ever give up on your dreams. And I feel like that your dad showed me that you have been through so much in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
That not only that you could restore someone's faith or give them that light of God, but also that hope and faith in themselves.
For sure.
Knowing that they could get through and do anything. But they have to believe, they have to have faith.
Have to have faith. And trust him wholeheartedly. Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know if there's a favorite Bible verse that your grandmother...
I'm tired of them. I am done. I'm done. I'm finna log out. Yes, it's Psalms 23.
That's what they showed me. And I'm like, I don't know what kind of faith she has. Like, I don't know. They literally showed me Psalm 23.
Yeah, and it was, we actually put it, well, they did. I didn't have no say in it, but on my aunt's obituary, they put the scripture on there. Even when I was in a mental hospital, yeah, that was something that just carried our family. And that's something that we instill in all of the kids because it started with my grandma. So, yeah. And you wouldn't have known it.
Wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known all the other stuff either.
I mean, yes, but like.
That's crazy, right?
Yes. Like that, yeah.
But what I love is how they chose also to incorporate your faith with that and to say, we've had struggles, but here they are, Ashley, you also have a gift. Don't ever veer from your intuition and your gut instinct.
For sure.
Embrace it, believe in it, trust it, and always protect yourself in God's white light.
Yes, ma'am.
You had the most inspiring, beautiful reading. Spirit, very rare. You know, I'm very sometimes careful about speaking about faith, and because everyone has a different faith, and that's someone's personal preference.
And I was scared about that. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was scared about that, but then I was like, hey, and this was me just honestly trusting God. Mm-hmm. I prayed about yeah. it, you know, mm-hmm. and it mm-hmm. is what it is, because I know what I have with me for myself and, mm-hmm. And have seen for myself. But I had dreams that my daddy was going to get shot. My aunt was going to get shot, mm-hmm. you know, and I kind of knew it was going to happen, but I didn't know when.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that it was men that did it, I was scared of men. It's crazy, but I feel like God has gave me discernment to know mm-hmm. that to protect me. You know, mm-hmm. everything happened for a reason. So it's like a lot of stuff you were yeah. saying, I'm just like, I know, you know, and it's crazy.
Special and how unique that. I don't think this has ever happened where someone's reading was also driven by God.
Right.
Everything I do is protected and is from God.
Mm-hmm.
But your reading, very different on how God made his presence here for you today.
For sure.
Validating for sure. and knowing that you are doing his work and that you will continue to do that.
For sure.
Be kinder to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Take one day at a time. When those negative emotions and feelings creep in, stop, feel the emotion, let it go. Surround yourself in God's white light and just imagine everyone at peace in heaven with God.
Yes, ma'am.
And knowing how proud they are of you.
Thank you.
You truly had such a powerful experience. And I know someone listening to your experience is going to maybe someone who turned away from their faith might turn back.
I really, truly want to encourage them to turn back.
Absolutely.
I turned away. And mm-hmm. I want to say that I turned away, but God made his presence known yeah. in my life. He showed me what he's capable to do when it comes down to having an addiction, dealing with domestic violence, whatever you're dealing with, give it to God. But most importantly, get in your word.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to get nowhere if you don't get in your word. So
amen.
I guess that's my little fruits that I'm leaving here with you, Teresa, and the people that's listening and watching.
You're an amazing young woman, and I am truly sorry for all of the struggles and the losses that you have suffered.
Yes, ma'am.
But to look at you, this strong, beautiful, vibrant young woman with so much faith is so encouraging. And I want to thank you for allowing me to share my gift with you, and for more importantly, for trusting me with that.
Yes, ma'am.
And also for trusting God.
Yes, ma'am.
I wish you the very best, Ashley. God bless.
Thanks, Teresa. God bless. Love you. Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. My experience with Teresa was mind-blowing. I'm still in shock. I don't even have no words other than I'm in shock. She's the real deal. Some of the things that Teresa said that it was no way she could have known was my granny's scripture. When she was like, what's with your granny's scripture? And she was like, your aunt goes, I could have lost it. I could have logged out. It was like, that is it. This lady is really communicating with my past loved ones. And cool. That right there just was the icing on the cake. There's no way she would have known anything about a scripture. And even with bringing up God, like my family, we're believers of Christ. We believe and we stand on it. And yes, we don't always make the right choices and decisions, but we know who the strength, you know, where our strength come from. And it was just crazy when she just kept bringing up God. Tomorrow is my dad's birthday. I forgot. I didn't even think to bring that up, but tomorrow is my dad's birthday. And that's what made me be like, I'm going to do it, because I feel like it was like a birthday gift. Like, we need to talk. And I know that when you get a reading, it's for a reason, you know? And I was just like, okay, let's do it. I prayed about it. I'm going to pray after once everything is done, and just grateful for this experience and what she has given me, and it gave me a sense of peace. Like, now, okay, I'm cool. I'm even cool with when it's my time, it's going to be my time, and not to be scared. I feel like God was giving me visions that I'm going to be a speaker. If it's about him or if it's just about life and to help younger women that coming after me or what. But I was questioning, like, is this really something that I need to do? And I feel like she gave me confirmation, like, why not? Like, you're capable. You're qualified. Go for it. I feel like I got, like, confirmation of what I was going through myself and what I was experiencing with them being dead. And I'm like, I'm hearing your voice in my sleep, you know? Like, I'm having dreams. And I wasn't experiencing those things before. And plenty of people have passed away that was close to me. But Teresa really, like, gave me confirmation that you're not crazy. If God allows it, it's going to happen. You're going to witness it. You're going to experience it. And it's okay. Just have faith and trust God with what he's gifting you with. So that's what I got out of this reading, is to have faith and to trust God with what you go through in life. Everything happened for a reason. I wasn't expecting anything. I just was here to receive for what Teresa had for me and what my people wanted to touch on. And I feel like they did an amazing job. And I'm grateful and I'm honored to have been on the show. And I wish you guys nothing but the best. And thank you for even allowing me to be on the show and experience this with Teresa. Now I can say I got a reading by Teresa.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.